Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
Time for Silver and Black today.
To the ground game.
Touchdown, Las Vegas.
We're breaking down the latest Raider news
from on and off the field
and bringing you conversations with newsmakers and record breakers.
So hold on, Raider Nation.
It's time to
get it on.
Here's your host, Scott Goldbranson and Mo Moulton.
Welcome back, Raider Nation. It is Friday. Happy Friday to you. Welcome back to Silver and Black today. The Raider Nation Mailbag Edition. That's right. That's where we take your questions, your comments, your insults, your compliments, all of it. We take it all in and we have fun with it here on our show on Friday. Joining me as always is my partner in crime, my buddy, my co-host, also the national NFL writer at Bleacher Report, also the Raiders columnist at sportsnot.com. That is Mr. Mo Moton. You can follow him on Twitter, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. He is also the king of all things avocado. He's also has the official title of the Baron of Brooklyn. Yes, BK, baby, right?
I'm the man of many names. I didn't wear the Brooklyn hat today because I didn't want people to ask me who am I repping. So I just kept it without a cap today. But
all you unfortunate people who watch the NBA, yes.
Unfortunate people. You know what, the NBA, as I've said to many people, I don't start watching until after the All-Star break. Obviously, the NFL in general has my eyes through the Super Bowl, and then there's a lot going on with free agency and franchise tagging, but just a lot going on. I am a Knicks fan, but that goes on the back burner when it comes to Raiders content, NFL content, and sharing with you guys our thoughts on everything going on with the Raiders and the league.
But see, that's what I would say to you too, is I actually don't care about the NBA until the actual playoffs. But you're after the All-Star break. But there's two exceptions to that rule for me. If I'm in Los Angeles and the Lakers are playing, I would go to a Laker game anytime. If I'm in New York and the Garden's rocking and the Knicks are there, I don't care if they're 0-50, you go to the Garden, right? So I don't blame you on that one. Like, those are two events. Those are events where even if you've never seen a basketball game or care about basketball, you go to because they are events in themselves.
Absolutely. It's the experience that you're looking at. Not so much the actual game, it's just having that experience. So I totally get that.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to get into some questions. I want to say this though, too, Mo. I never, and I was telling you this during the game last week, and I don't talk about it too much. And because every once in a while you have so much restraint. Every once in a while, it's not that people get under my skin. They think they're getting under my skin. It's just sometimes I like to rip off a response to trolls. Last week's trolling, especially around anybody who has a Derek Carr reference in their picture or their profile, it was crazy, man. I felt like I don't know if you've watched any of those documentaries about some of these religions and cults and how they follow people around and do all this kind of weird stuff. That's what I felt like. It was so strange to me. We didn't get any of those questions in the mailbag, thank goodness. But it's just a weird thing. And again, I wish Derek Carr luck and the best in the future, because I don't wish negative things upon anybody. But it's going to be nice once we get past the 15th, if there's not an extension, that is. And Derek Carr can move on, and even us content creators in Raider Nation can move on and talk about what they got for him or what they didn't get for him and what the future holds.
Spoiler alert, after Derek Carr is traded or cut, what happens? I'm not going to be debating his numbers with people. I mean, I don't debate the numbers. Now, at this point, when it comes to Derek Carr, I will say this. If you're listening to me out there, you're listening to me and Scott right now, Scott and I right now, I think Derek Carr is a good quarterback. I think wherever he goes, he's going to pick a good spot where he can flourish, and I expect him to play well. Will he win a Super Bowl? We'll see where he goes. But I think he'll play well, and I wish him the best wherever he lands.
Sure.
But as far as moving forward now, and I think Murph said this on the fan radio, his show, Raider Fan Radio, I'm done with Derek Carr debates. If I see a Derek Carr debate in my mention, I don't even answer it. Now, if you want to ask me, what do I think the Raiders can get for Derek Carr? We can have a conversation.
Relevant conversations.
If you want to know what I think about when Derek Carr will be traded, we can have a conversation there. But as far as numbers and what Derek Carr for the Raiders, I'm over that now. And we talked about on the, I believe, the Thursday show about Derek Carr's landing spots. That's relevant because, again, where he goes will dictate what the Raiders can possibly get in a trade.
Whatever compensation they get in return is the key here, because he's done as a Raider. So doesn't mean you can't appreciate him. It's just he's done. There's no relevance to talking about what he did or hasn't done because it's over.
Right. And the other part of this is you want Derek Carr to fetch a lot of draft capital, because that'll then help the Raiders overhaul their defense, revamp their offensive line, and fill any other holes that they need. So at the best, however you feel about Derek Carr, you want him to have a high value. You don't want him to get cut, because that means you don't get any draft capital. You still get the cap space, but you don't get that draft capital, those extra cheap contracts to rebuild your roster.
Unless you're a Derek Carr fan and not a Raider fan. You know, if you're just a fan of Derek Carr and you followed the Raiders because you're a Derek Carr fan, then you don't care. Then we understand that. And I see people talk about that too, so that's cool. All right, let's get on. We got a question from a Raider Nation member in Chicago. This is Jeffrey from Chicago, Jeffrey Hahn from Chicago, Jeff in Chicago. He says, hey guys, thanks for bringing sensible Raider perspectives for us sometimes. To me, I don't know about you, Mo, but when somebody says that we have sensible perspectives, that's a massive compliment to me. Like I would frame that one. I love sensible. Sometimes our silver and black glasses get in the way. Last season, when Josh and Dave were hired, Ziegler was asked about how impressed he was with this team making the playoffs. Mo pointed out that at the time, Ziegler didn't seem too enthusiastic about a team who barely made its way in and then got beat in the first round. I think that was a sign Ziegler saw the work that this team needed. All of this I just said to ask you this. Do you think Ziegler sold a realistic timeline to Mark Davis that guarantees his job for next year? Obviously, you want results, but constant turnover hasn't helped this team for the past 20 years. Again, that's Jeff in Chicago. Great one.
That's a great question, and that's a great observation there, Jeff, on all fronts. Wow, he's really listening. That means he's really listening to our show. So shout out to Jeff in Chicago. But those are very good points, because I actually think the Raiders went into the season thinking that they could make it back to the playoffs. Now, you remember Vincent Bonsignor of the Las Vegas Review Journal put out a column that said that the Raiders were basically out on Derek Carr, that he's not the long-term guy within weeks of the season. So I think at that point, whenever that point was, I think they pivoted and said, we have a lot of work to do. We wanted to make the playoffs. We had aspirations to make the playoffs in 2022, but it's probably not going to happen, especially when you start the season, 2-7. So they probably knew before they even got to that point that, look, we're going into a retooling mode. We're going to move on from Derek Carr. We have to revamp or overhaul the defense. We need help on the offensive line. I think they understood that coming in. And there was also a report from Albert Breer that the Raiders knew that they had problems on the defense, and they thought that their offense can outscore teams and that their edge rushers can just pin their ears back and get after the quarterback and help that defense that has a lot of holes. So when that plan didn't work out, within a month, they understood that, yeah, we're going to have a lot of work to do in the next offseason, and we're not a playoff caliber squad. So I think the perspective shifted. I think by the end of September, I think in their minds, they already knew, okay, we have to shift our aim here.
Yeah, and I think, listen, I said it on Tuesday, I should say. It's been a few days. But I said on Tuesday, Josh McDaniels will go into the season with a very warm seat. I wouldn't call it a hot seat, but it's a warm seat. I don't think Dave Ziegler is in that position. I know their closeness could be an issue, and he might last a little longer than some coaches would, but I don't think Dave Ziegler's in that same position. I know they came together, but I don't think that means they would leave together. So that's sort of where I sit on that one.
One thing I will say about extending his time, and I think GMs do this a lot, right? I think part of getting rid of Derek Carr is saying, okay, we have to restart at the most important position, which I think buys that regime some time. The one thing I will say, and I know we've been all over Tom Brady, the one problem with getting Tom Brady for Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler is if you get Tom Brady, you're expected to win right away.
Right away.
And if you don't, the chances are your seat get very hot. And I can see see it being, if it's a disaster, you're saying, okay, Mark Davis saying, did I hire the right guys? Now, if you go the rookie quarterback route, you buy yourself more time and it sells the idea that this is going to take some time. We got a rookie quarterback who has to develop, give us more than a year. So it depends. Yeah. We all know what comes with Tom Brady, but a lot of pressure comes with that and you got to win now. If they go the rookie route, that means that they sold to Mark Davis that we're going to take this slow rebuild. Not that we're not looking to win now, but it's going to take some time before we're a playoff caliber team again.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no question. If you bring in a guy to win now, you have to win now. And by the way, what he does with free agency in this draft this year will also have, if Dave Ziegler bats 200 on the draft and free agency, he's going to be on a hot seat too. Don't get me wrong. All right. We're going to take a quick break. The great question again. We appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to get to another question, a shorter show today as the season starts to wind down. But we love to get to these questions. Remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get it. Wherever you get your audio, you'll find us, including Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you're listening to your podcast. And if you're watching us on YouTube, appreciate that. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notifications bell. You're with Mo and Scott. This is Silver and Black Today, the Friday mailbag edition. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome back. The Raider Nation mailbag edition of Silver and Black Today. You're with Scott Gilbranson and Mo Moten. Mo is the national NFL writer over at Bleacher Report, also the sports not columnist, covering the Raiders. You can follow him on Twitter at MOEMOTON. I am at LV Gully. All right, on to the next question, Mo. This one comes from Tim in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's one state we haven't had a mailbag question from this year. So there you go, Minnesota. Up with all the Vikings fan. Hello, Scott and Mo. First, thank you for your excellent pod this season. I appreciate your measured and insightful analysis of my beloved and typically disappointing Raiders. Again, I can't tell you, man, Tim and St. Paul, measured, that means a lot to us. Thank you so much. Second, my question for you both is whether the Raiders should have felt disrespected by the Chiefs' ring around the Rosie huddle play. To me, it was far worse than Gruden driving around the Kansas City parking lot in the 2020 pregame meeting of the in the Kansas City logo in 21. Yet the Raiders seem to just be fine with being punked by Mahomes and company in a nationally televised game. In fact, Crosby and McDaniels went out of their way in the postgame pressers to say that they weren't at all offended by the act. I realize that fan bases have more animus for each other than modern NFL players do. And maybe I'm turning into the get off my own lawn, my lawn old guy. But did you think the Chiefs clowning the Raiders should have struck a nerve with someone, anyone on the Las Vegas sideline? Thanks, Tim in St. Paul, Minnesota. Mo, I'll let you take the first shot.
I think it struck a nerve of Raiders players, but they're not going to say anything publicly about it because there's really nothing they could do about it.
Can't do
the game, you know, you can't do anything about it at this point. And I know in that game, they were pretty much overmatched. So what you do is you stick it in your back pocket, but you don't forget. And I'm sure that the Chiefs didn't forget when the Raiders took a victory lap around the stadium. So the Chiefs may have chirped about it, but they put that in their back pocket. So, and to your email, you're absolutely right. To mock a person or a team on the field while you're playing them is a lot worse than mocking them after the game outside of their vision. So I think what the Chiefs did is more disrespectful than what the Raiders did. But again, I think the players took a mental note and said, when we play these guys again, we're going to remember what happened. And we're looking at payback or some type of revenge. I'm not saying revenge in the sense of a violent manner where you're going after certain players, but we're going to try to embarrass you when we have a chance next time around.
Yes. Interesting. Now, that was a great question. Tim and St. Paul, too. I love the fact that we got a question from Minnesota because Raider Nation is everywhere. And so when you hear from somebody we haven't heard from before, we appreciate that. Thank you, Tim, as we roll on as well. Mo, I'm going to get to one more question in this abbreviated but always fun version of the Raider Nation mailbag. This one comes from somebody you know pretty well, Jared Stidham's hair on Twitter. Used to be Derek Carr's hair. His real name is John. So John is the guy. And here is something he wrote. And I'm not sure if we want to talk about this, Mo, but we're going to get into it. He says, first of all, thanks for the great content you two put out. I have a non-football random question for you and Mo. One of my obsessions, you ready, is celebrity height. I need to know, how tall are you guys? Jared Stidham's hair. P.S. I feel like you're both around 5'9", like our man, Amik Robertson. P.S. This is a great site. Comments section is golden. And he sent me to a site called Celebrity Heights. There's a website called celebrityheights.com. I shared this with you before when I got the question in. I didn't tell you who it was from. But first of all, I don't think of myself. I know I'm not. I'm not a celebrity. I don't know about you.
We're not. If we're celebrities, they're like A-listers. We're like Z-listers. We're on a celebrity list. We're way down the total pole.
Yeah, we might be on a different alphabet. So yes, but it's really interesting because I've never had. It makes sense though because I have seen people on television and I've worked in TV. As you know, I worked in boxing, so I was working with NBC and NBC, all these different ESPN, Showtime. So you meet all the celebrities that you see, celebrities that call big matches in boxing and football and all that stuff. And sometimes, yeah, you know, you see people and you're like, wow, that guy's 5'2". He looks so tall on TV. So somebody like Jared Stidham's hair here on Twitter who follows us and interacts with you quite a bit. It was just so funny to see this because I'm like, nobody's ever asked me my height. And so, I mean, I don't mind saying I'm getting older. So I'm just under I'm still hit right at about 5'10".
I'll say this. With Timberland boots on, I am 5'9". So if that gives you a hint of where I am on the height scale. With Tim's on, on a good day, I'm 5'9". I want to believe that I'm about 5'9". Yeah. So yes, but I will say yes. I root for Amik Robinson, part of the reason because the size and being a guy who played a lot of cornerback when I was in my younger days, I see a lot of Amik in myself, and I root for him because I was a shorter cornerback on the field at a certain point in my life. So I like to see Amik do well, and as I point out, he was one of the only players to me that improved under Patrick Graham. So kudos to him. But I will say, if me and Amik Robinson stood next to each other, we'd probably be about the same height.
Yeah. Well, when I used to do the 4x100, and no, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, the height thing is weird, right? Cause I used to be, and I got to lose my weight. Like I'm about 20 pounds. I got to lose about 20 pounds. That's where I was at. I used to be much heavier. I got up to 285 pounds and then I lost, just under 100 pounds. So for me, it's always been weight. Heights never bothered me. So when somebody asked me about my height, I'm like, well, I'm just kind of average height, right? So, because most of the people I know some tall dudes and all that kind of stuff, but for the most part, most of the people I know are between 5'7" and 5'10", kind of on that scale. So there you go, you got our heights. People are like, I want to listen to football. What are you talking about? How tall you are for?
We're nowhere near celebrities.
Not yet. No, we're not, and we're not as tall as Colin Cowherd. He's tall. So there you go. All right, Mo, we're going to quickly wrap up the show. We'll be back on Tuesday with a full show again. We just wanted to get a quick mailbag because we had a few of them and get them in. I'm sure we'll have some more as the Raiders continue to make the moves as well. Mo, enjoy covering the games this weekend. We will talk about some of the results on Tuesday and what impact they may have on what the Raiders may do moving forward. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Appreciate you. I'll be wearing some Tims while watching the game to make boost up my height a little bit, get my self-esteem up there. Just putting that out there.
There you go. All right. For Mo Moten and our producer, David Stepanian, I am Scott Colbranson. This has been Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast, the Raider Nation Mailbag Edition on this Friday. Folks, have a great weekend. I know it sucks because the Raiders aren't playing, but with the year they had, maybe just a little bit of a break, and then you get to think about and start to talk about all the moves that are going to be made this offseason. Remember to subscribe to the show wherever you get your audio podcasts. And if you're watching us on YouTube, we appreciate that. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notifications bell. We will talk to everybody on Tuesday. Have a great one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.